بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 28th of April in the year 2024 الحمد لله we moved on to the 86th night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the noble companion Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu. And I've reached a point where on the second day of the tragic battle of Siffin, the great companion Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir has been martyred radiyallahu. So here a very important clarification is needed. So first the report. In Sahih Muslim, Mishkat, volume 4, number 113, in the chapter on Rasulullah's miracles, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Qatada, radiyallahu anhu, he relates, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to Ammar, radiyallahu anhu, whilst digging the ditch, as he began to pass his hand over his head in love and affection, what a trouble to the son of Sumayyah, a rebellious party will kill you. What a trouble to the son of Sumayyah, a rebellious party will kill you. So here in this Sahih Hadith, Rasulullah, this is the battle of the trench, the digging the trench. So Ammar is doing the work, radiyallahu anhu, and Rasulullah, out of love, he passed his hand over his head and he mentioned something to him. He goes, how troublesome that a rebellious party will kill you. This was a great glad tidings in reality for Ammar radiallahu anhu. Why? Because Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abshir Ammaru taqtul qal fi'atul baghiya. Rejoice Ammar, for the rebellious party shall kill you. This is recorded in Tirmidhi, number 3800, Hasan Sahih Gharib. Ibn Majah, number 148, Sahih. Ahmad in his Musnad, number 24,874. So here are the key words, Abshir, glad tidings. Meaning for you, Ammar, great glad tidings. And then he says, Taqtula qal fi'atul baghiya, that the rebellious party shall kill you. So with regards to this prophecy from our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Ammar, radiallahu anhu, being martyred, then these reports are mutawatir. So mutawatir means there is no doubt the Prophet said this. You can't even say, well, there's a really small possibility that this hadith's wording is not preserved. The answer is no, it's absolutely preserved. Hafiz ibn Abd al-Barr, he said, rahmatullah alayh, in Al-Istiyab 3-1140, the hadith that Rasulullah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rebellious group shall kill you, are mutawatir. These are announcements from the unseen and proof of his prophethood. It is indeed from the most authentic of ahadith. So why is this important? This prophecy has a category of its own. So what do I mean by that? When somebody says to you, how do you know this prophecy is true? The most authentic is in the Quran. That's 110% true. The next is mutawatir hadith, and there's not many of them. This prophecy falls into that category. Yes. Hafiz Zahabi confirmed, he said, it is mutawatir in his Siyar 1-421. So there's no point trying to deny these reports. Why? Because some people say, well, isn't this a blemish on Muawiyah's side? Because there, his side martyred Ammar. So according to this mutawatir hadith, his part is rebellious. So here, they go even further, these people. They state, this therefore expels Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu, and his entire force out of Islam. So not only do they look at this hadith, they twist it and they add to it. So how do we know this is nothing but falsehood? So we turn to the scholars. So Hafiz ibn Kathir, what did he say? Rahmatullah. in his Sira, volume 2, page 204 of the English translation, quoting, "They being called Buhut, unjust, i.e. Muawiyah's side, radiyallahu, does not imply that the supporters of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu had become unbelievers, as some ignorant persons say who belong to the Rawafid along with others as well." So the first thing Hafiz Ibn Kathir said, there's an extreme interpretation of this hadith. And they state that those who were responsible for the martyrdom of Ammar, they're kuffar. So because that's an extreme interpretation, and he mentions the Rawafid. Then he said, even if they were essentially rebellious, they had in fact erred in their interpretation of the circumstances surrounding the conflict, i.e. as compared to Ali's understanding, radiyallahu, and not everyone who undertakes interpretation is correct. Those who are right receive two rewards, whilst those who err receive just one. So stopping the quote. So what's the second thing Ibn Kathir says? Ibn Kathir said, the rebelliousness here refers to an error of judgment. Meaning, Hazrat Muawiyah's stance with regards to going to the battlefield against Amir al-Mu'mineen for the sake of Uthman's murder. He goes, that was an error on his part in terms of a judgment, meaning the better course would have been to follow Ali. Then he mentions he will receive one reward if he's erred, because of the famous hadith, or two if he's correct. Then Ibn Kathir said, there are some who add to the prophetic words, so they've added to it, the rebellious ones will kill you, by adding, my intercession will not include them on the day of judgment. In making such an addition, they are deliberately falsely attributing to Rasulullah what he never said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for it is not transmitted by any reputable source, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So what's happened with this hadith? It's a true narration. It's a mutawatir hadith. But it's critical to get the understanding of it. The understanding of it is where the deviants have put their poison. One extreme, Muawiyah and his force become kuffar. Another error, Hazrat Muawiyah was wrong in his judgment, he was rebellious. That is correct if you, by meaning that he was not correct as compared to Ali, radiyallahu. Then look how interesting, some have added to the hadith. So the mutawatir hadith says the rebellious ones will kill you. It stops there. But they've added that the Prophet is supposed to have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my intercession not include them on the day of judgment. Meaning, what does that mean? It means that they've lost their iman. He goes, this is a lie. Because be aware of that. Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani said very similar in Fath al-Bari. What did Imam Nawawi say? Rahmatullah alayh. In Sharh Sahih Muslim, 18-42-1, Imam Nawawi, he said, rahmatullah alayh, the scholars have said, this hadith is a clear proof that the truth was with Ali, radiyallahu, and the other group were rebellious. But there were mujtahids, and they were thus sinless in this regard, i.e. in their error of judgment. So what did Imam Nawawi, he's not even quoting himself, he's quoting ulama, so he's an imam, so who's he quoting? Must be even senior scholars. They said that Muawiyah's judgment was not correct as compared to Ali. And they are not to be found fault with. Why? Because an imam who's got the tools, if he errs, he's still entitled to a reward. Meaning, what are you looking into? There's nothing to look into. A glaring fact that Ali radiallahu anhu himself did not consider his opponents to be out of Islam can be gauged from the following sahih report. When Ammar was martyred, radiallahu anhu, both sides offered the funeral prayer for him, recorded by Hafiz Baladhuri in his Ansab al-Ashraf 6-56 with a sahih jannah transmission. And as is but obvious, the funeral prayer can only be offered by those with iman. Ali didn't say to them, what are you wasting your time for? Only believers offer the funeral prayer. You killed him. That takes you out of Islam. They didn't say nothing. They all offered the funeral prayer. So either Ali just ignored it, which is hardly feasible, or it means that they're Muslims. And Hazrat Ali was accepting that their funeral prayer was offered. Similarly, Ammar ibn Yasir himself, radiallahu anhu, had addressed the opposing force as believers. Where? It is related. Sayyida Ummu Ammar, radiallahu anhu, who had brought Ammar up, reports, when Ammar became very ill one day, he said, I am not going to die from this illness. For my beloved friend, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed me, I will be killed in a battle between two warring armies of believers. Subhanallah. This is in Ibn Asakir, Kanzul Umal, volume 5, page 247, Ayat al-Sahaba, volume 4, page 485 of the New English Translation. This isn't actually Ammar's words, it's Rasulullah's words. So look, picture the scene, he's very ill. So you get people, it looks like they're on the verge of death. And he was at that stage. But he said to the people, don't worry, because I'm not going to die from this. Rasulullah told me I am going to be killed in a battle between two warring army of believers. So how on earth can you take them out of the fold of Islam? Ammar is tested, the one who's martyred. I'm telling you, look at the amazing scenario. Who else could have said that except the one who knows what the Prophet told them? If you see a person on his deathbed, literally, he's, I'm not going to die. How can he have that confidence? That shows the Iman was overflowing. He's, I can't die from this. It's impossible. He recovered. But there's another report. So this report needs to be clarified. So where's it recorded? In Sahih Bukhari, number 447, in the chapter on Salah, Ikrima, rahmatullah alayhi, he relates, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, he once said to me and his own son Ali, both of you go to Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu, listen to what he narrates. So picture the scene. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Rasulullah, who was Tarjamanul Quran, the interpreter of the Quran, he tells his own son, Ali, and he was known for his great worship. He was called Ali As-Sajjad, the great prostrator, great worshipper. He told his son and another Tabi'in, Ikrimah, both of you go to this companion, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, listen to him. Thus we went. We found him in a garden looking after it. Upon seeing us, he picked up his rida, his cloak, and he wore it. He sat down and he started narrating till he came to the topic of the construction of Masjid al-Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how touching. He's doing his own work, working in the garden, you know, like, that shows his sunnah. The Sahaba did it. But when he saw Ibn Abbas's son, Ikrimah, he realized they've come to learn. So he stops what he's doing, puts his cloak on, and he starts narrating hadiths. He gets to the subject of Masjid al-Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, we were carrying one adobe at a time, but Ammar was carrying two. Radiallahu. Rasulullah saw him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and started removing the dust from his body. And he said, Wayha Ammar, yad'uhum ilal jannati wa yad'unahu ilal nar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be merciful to Ammar, radiallahu. He will be inviting them to paradise. And they will be inviting him to the fire. Ammar responded when he heard this, A'udhu billahi minal fitan. I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from fitna. So let's look at this. So it's in Bukhari Sharif, most authentic of hadiths. What was Ammar doing? He was helping to build the masjid, Masjid al-Nabi. But it was strange. He was 3 years older than the Prophet. So at the time when Masjid al-Nabi was being built, Rasulullah was around 53. So Ammar, he was 56, 3 years older. And he was doing the work of the youth. So he was carrying two. So Rasulullah removed the dust. and in grief, he goes, may Allah have mercy on Ammar. He's going to invite them to paradise. They, i.e. the rebellious ones, are inviting him to the fire. Ammar, when he heard this from the Prophet, he goes, A'udhu billahi min al-fitn. I seek refuge in Allah from fitna. So again, if you just quoted the hadith, what would you think? Well, because it's absolutely clear. If he's they're inviting him to the fire, that means that this shaitans. Who invites you to the fire except shaitans? Because the Prophet said it. If you invite him to paradise, you're angelic. You invite him to the fire, you're satanic. Then you respond by saying, whose commentary is that? And then this is a classic line of misguidance. You don't need commentary. So let's turn. What do the scholars say? So Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani, rahmatullah alayh. This is recorded by Imam Qurtubi in his Tadkhira 2-222-3. So Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani, rahmatullah alayh, said, how can we thus say that Muawiyah and the companions with him were calling to the fire? How do we respond to that? The answer, they thought they were calling to paradise and they had their own reasoning so that there should be no blame on them for following what they thought best. What is meant by calling to paradise is calling to the means that lead to paradise, which is obeying the Khalif. What Ammar was doing was calling them to obey Ali, and who was the Khalif to be obeyed. They were calling him to other than that. But they are to be excused, for they had their own reasoning that they thought was correct. So how do the scholars interpret this Bukhari hadith? They state what the Prophet intended by his statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will be inviting him to the fire, Ammar, is that is referring to obedience to Ali, the Khalif. Because if their interpretation was correct, what does it boil down to? After all is said and done, it means don't listen to the Khalif. The Khalif is saying, pledge first. That is what the fire was being referred to. Taken away from the obedience to the Khalif. And then he says, this is how you interpret it. He goes, they had their excuses. They will be, in other words, this was their understanding. Similarly, Imam Abu Ma'ali rahmatullah alayhi said, thinking positively about them requires us to think that their intention was pure and good, even though they may have erred. This is recorded by Imam Qurtubi in his Tadkhira 2-222-3. So now, these are the reports. Without commentary, look how easily you can be misguided. But what did Rasulullah say? Very interesting hadith. So the hadith is in Tabarani Sahih. He said, when my companions are mentioned, remain silent. When the divine destiny is mentioned, remain silent. When the stars are mentioned, remain silent. So this is the meaning of the hadith, Sahih. Why? We accept it. What does it mean, remain silent? Because if you talk ignorantly, let's pick one. If you talk ignorantly about the divine decree, what will you fall into? Kufr. It's not a slip. You slipped into the hell. Because that's an article of belief. You got to believe everything is written. God knows beforehand. He doesn't change his mind. So that's why the Prophet goes, believe it, remain silent, protect yourselves. That's explained. What does it mean? When the stars are mentioned, remain silent. So the Quran says, by the stars you receive guidance. وَبِن نَجْمِهُمْ يَحْدَدُونَ. Meaning on land. In the old days, they would use stars to go from A to B on ships, etc., etc. So that is fine. But people say, no, you can find out your future by looking at stars. They even say, looking at the stars. That has made you slip into unbelief. So remain silent. What was else mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When my companions are mentioned. So just as you can slip into unbelief, speaking ignorantly about the divine decree, you can end up as an unbeliever. Just as speaking ignorantly about the stars, you can end up being an unbeliever. Similarly, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to work out. You speak ignorantly about the companions, you could fall sadly into unbelief. And that's why the Prophet simply said, don't make it complicated. If you've got a doubt in your heart, don't say anything. I reject that thought. These were chosen companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, leave aside the companions. What did the Prophet say about the believers in general? He goes, having good assumptions is worship. So for instance, that's a hadith, authentic. So for example, you're driving past and you see a Muslim brother, come out of the pub. So Shaitan straight away goes, look at that, you've caught him red-handed. So how do you apply that hadith? You try to picture it in a way to make an excuse for him. So you say, no, what's happened there is, he was probably looking for somebody. And out of urgency, he was told he's in the pub. Maybe it's a non-Muslim friend. So he went to the pub to call him. That becomes ibadat, the Prophet said. Why? Because that's a beautiful thing. So if a Tom, Dick and Harry were supposed to have good assumptions, what about the companions? Muawiyah got it wrong. Why don't you have a good assumption about him? Let alone remaining silent, which the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to crown it off, what else did the Prophet say? Think about this. The hadith is in Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I recommend to you my companions. I sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommend to you my companions. So now what does that mean? A recommendation only carries any value when it's from a person who has value. So if you get a person, let's say he's completely untrustworthy, big shaitan, he's I'm recommending somebody, would you take it serious? In fact, you do the opposite. Then you get another person, he's half-half, he's good, he's got his bad qualities, he recommends somebody. So then you do take it into consideration, but then you think, but the brother's not very solid. Then you get an awliya, a saint. If he recommends, you're thinking, that's like written in gold. Forget about awliya. Who's recommended the sahaba? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. So either he's given you a good recommendation or he's messed up. So what was the Prophet telling you? He goes, how can you think ill of my companions? I'm recommending them. So look at all these reports. Nothing from the scholars, nothing. It's all directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is Rasulullah telling you that? It's not Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala is telling you that through the lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you target the companions, you're undermining the entire religion. The Quran came to us through the companions. If you say the companions aren't trustworthy, you've lost trust in the Quran. The hadith comes to the sahaba. If you lost trust, that's why the enemies of Islam target the companions, not just for Allah. Because forget about the Quran, that's too solid. Forget about the hadith. Let's attack the sahaba, because if we can get them on that, they'll lose trust in the entire religion. So the Prophet warned you, and this is why here, with Ammar ibn Yasir's tragic martyrdom, radiallahu anhu, very important to get clarification. The rebellious group, is Muawiyah rebellious? Calling you to the fire, it must be a deviant. And all of that is your own interpretation of those hadiths. If you look at what the scholars have said, they've taken into consideration the hadith of the Prophet in their totality. Because be careful here. It's got nothing to do with, meaning that these are, insincere people. Or even worse, hypocritical people that they want to make you believe. Astaghfirullah. And just to add this, to finish. Ammar ibn Yasir, radiallahu anhu, he had such a maqam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he actually said about him, he's defeated the human shaitan and he's defeated the shaitan. So the companions were shocked over this. So what happened? Ammar ibn Yasir, he wasn't there when the Prophet said this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet had told him, go and collect some water for me. I need some water, O Ammar, radiallahu. So where's this hadith? The hadith is in Tabarani, Al-Haythami, in Majma' al-Zawaid, Sahih hadith. So the Prophet said, he's not only defeated the human shaitans, he's defeated the hidden shaitan. So the Sahaba are shocked. Anyway, Ammar comes back. And then Ali goes to him. He goes, oh, congratulations, Ammar. We've heard something about you. He goes, what have you heard? He mentions the hadith. Then Ammar goes, when I was going to collect the water, something strange happened. He goes, what happened? He goes, I wanted to get the water out of the well. And this man emerged. He goes, he looked like he was dog-skinned, you know, from maybe the African subcontinent. And he was preventing me from getting the water. So then he goes, I wrestled with him and I threw him. And then the man gets up again. He goes, let's do it again. He goes, I threw him again. And then he goes, I was going to throttle him. But then he goes, there was a stench I've never smelt before. He said, just let him go because of the stench. And Ali then smiled because that was the shaitan. So this is the hadith about Ammar ibn Yasir. Imagine a day in the office of Ammar. Right? He's having a wrestling match with shaitan. What was that stench? Very interesting. The shayateen, they are the opposite of the angels. The angels, wherever they tread, you smell beautiful scents. For instance, if a righteous person passes away, you smell incredible scent. Rayhan, they bring the scent of paradise. But the satanic world is nothing but filth. That's why you go to the toilets, they're strong there. You go to places of filth. That's where they do witchcraft. They use filth to summon the shayateen. They do urine, they drink urine and this, that, astaghfirullah. But they themselves stink. And that's why one of the things that you should put in places where you feel that there may be spirits, evil spirits, you put atar, agarbati and the rest of it. This is all from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Lord, with regards to Ammar, incredible things. But he ultimately was martyred in Siffin. And the Prophet grieved over that. He goes, what a tragedy. A rebellious party will kill you. And not forgetting, what a prophecy. The Prophet's endless prophecies coming true without once making a mistake, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all I mentioned today was basically the vital clarification with regards to what the Prophet meant, the rebellious party was killing. SubhanAllah. Are there any questions you like to ask? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحان الله وما بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الى الله المرشد العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات واصبر الحق واصبر الصبر صدق الله العظيم